Welcome to Movie Chronicles with the Pal Bros. Now, I know there seems to be an endless spiral of bad stories coming from Hollywood, and we may see Hollywood as the dumpster fire that it is, but it is true, we still love movies. That being said, we desire the destruction and death of Hollywood, and the end of the reign of the evil and corrupt men and women telling these awful stories. We desire a rebirth of the film industry, through the telling of good stories that lead to Christ being glorified and one day reigning over the film industry. If you wish to support us in our mission, head over to patreon.com/thepowellbros or follow the link in the show notes. There you'll gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews by The Powell Bros. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to Movie Chronicles with the Powell Bros. We're here another week, another time for us to discuss the good, bad, and ugly in Hollywood and the film industry, and hopefully plan and discuss what is ahead and how we may best take dominion in this industry. And as we seek to tell good stories that are good, beautiful, and true, that honor God, honor Christ in every area of life. Welcome. I am one of your hosts, Trent. I'm here with my co-host, my brother, Tobiah. How are you doing, Tobiah?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah.
So what do we have to discuss today? Would you like to start us off?
Yeah. The Spider Within a Spider-Verse story.
Oh yeah, so came out. Yeah, tell me what this is. I heard about it. Is this fan made or is this
No, it's official. Oh. It's official.
Okay.
It's Sony, it's actually Sony that made it.
Yeah.
Produced it. Released it. It's on YouTube for free. It's 7 minutes long, but with credits and they actually do the whole Sony logo and the whole intro and all that. It actually only ended up being 3 minutes of the actual story.
Okay.
Maybe 4 minutes at the most. So very, very short. Did you see it or no?
No, I didn't. I was gonna watch it. I didn't really know really anything about it. I ended up not watching it. But go ahead and spoil it. What were your thoughts on it?
Like I said, it was maybe 3 minutes
pretty
long.
Short, yeah.
So it had nothing to do with the actual movies. It was completely separate. I think it takes place well before the second movie.
Oh, okay.
Because there's quite a big time jump. So I think it's between this first and second.
Right.
Yeah, it was all right. It's just a cool 3 minute video of Spider-Man.
Okay.
Nothing too big about it. Nothing
it's
like
Miles
crazy
Morales.
Or anything.
Miles Morales is Miles Morales.
Yeah, it's just
Miles Morales
just
is
Miles
not Spider-Man.
Morales. Yeah, just Miles Morales fighting a villain. And
what villain?
A spider. Within.
Okay. I'll literally go and watch it. Once we have the technology to do this and we can figure this out, we should just do live reacts on our podcast and watch videos and trailers.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah,
Trevor,
for sure.
To help us figure out how to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, we could definitely do that sometime. I'm trying to remember. I watched it while I was at work.
Okay.
So I'm trying to even think.
Yeah.
I don't think it was all in his head. I think it was an actual spider that he fought.
Okay.
Or maybe it was all in his head. I don't know. I need to watch it again, I guess. But yeah, it was just a fun 3 minute video.
Sweet.
Nothing bad about it.
Yeah. You know, Into the Spider-Verse Part 2 was supposed to come out this year.
It was supposed to come out this month.
This month, yeah. Oh, yeah.
March. Yeah, and they postponed it indefinitely. Still have not gotten a release date.
Right. I would hope it would come out this year, but I guess not.
I know.
Left on such a cliffhanger. And the second one, it was just I loved it. It was just such a fun movie, and I want to see what happens.
More than likely, we're not getting it till March
next year.
Of next year,
yeah, probably
because of their time slate. Like We got a movie in August. We got a movie in November. Yeah. I don't think they would release it in December. I mean,
right.
It just wouldn't make December is going to be fun Christmas
because we got Sonic 3, which my oldest, he's a huge Sonic fan, and I can't wait to take him to go see it. But Sonic 3, you got Shadow, he's going to be in it. So Jim Carrey is coming out of retirement. I don't know if you knew this. He's going to be in it.
Yeah.
So that'd be interesting because Sonic 2, I think, was supposed to be his last film ever. But and he came out of retirement for some reason and wanted to do Sonic 3.
Knuckles 3, I think, just came out. I think they just started, they either started releasing.
3?
That's in
like the
Knuckles
TV show?
3? No, just Knuckles. Yeah. Knuckles. Is that out? They just started releasing it. I think so.
Oh.
It's on HBO?
HBO? Paramount, I think.
No, Paramount. Yeah, Paramount. Okay. Yeah, it's a Paramount original.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's like a 6-episode series or something.
I thought it came out like closer to my birthday, end of April.
Is it? Maybe.
I feel like it was like it was on my birthday because I remember telling Rod that. I might be wrong. I don't know. Maybe they started releasing and they'll finish releasing on the 26th or something, but I'll look into it. You can see we're all really well prepared here, which is fine. But yeah, so like you have Sonic 3 in December. You have the new Lord of the Rings animated movie, War of the Rohirrim. It's coming out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
War of the Rohirrim.
I remember.
So I don't know what to expect. Like, I've been asking, what's the animation style going to be? What's the tone? I kind of know possibly what story they could be telling. I'm skeptical, of course, but intrigued.
When does it come out?
It's supposed to be, I think, sometime in December.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, I'm surprised we haven't seen anything for it.
Well,
I guess a year.
No,
I guess
that's, yeah, we're getting
well, not even a year. I guess we're six.
Just now getting trailers for like fall movie. Well, no, I think most of them are summer. I don't know if we've gotten any fall movie.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, so one movie I wanted to mention is the new Alien. I'm gonna butcher the name. The Alien movies. I love the first two. Third one's not that great. I'm not like super big into the lore and know all the movies. I remember kind of enjoying watching Prometheus and Alien Covenant, but that was also a while ago. I'd probably not like them now, but either way, new Alien movie. They're going back to kind of the roots of the first Alien film, kind of darker tone, and Romulus. Yeah, Alien Romulus. They released a trailer for it. Apparently it's gonna be 20 years after the first film, which means it takes place between Alien and Aliens, the second Alien movie. Kind of going back to the horror side of Alien. So I'm excited about that one. I'm definitely gonna go see it. I don't have very high hopes for it, but but I say that because that movie comes out in August and they just released a trailer for it. So we're getting like late summer, end of summer trailers now. So
yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah,
like we haven't gotten a Sonic 3 trailer because it's not till Christmas, or I think it's supposed to come out Christmas or something. Jordan Peele was supposed to release a movie in, I think, on Christmas, but I think that got postponed.
Oh, okay.
And
who's producing the animated Lord of the Rings movie?
I think it's New Line Cinema.
Was it New Line?
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's not Amazon.
Yeah, that's good.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I don't know, who's directing, who I don't know much about it.
Yeah. I think we talked about it on our first episode.
I think so.
Which is on Patreon. So if you want to hear those episodes, you can go on to Patreon.
Check out the origins of this show. The birthplace. Yes,
as well as our mini reviews and our other show. You can check out our movie reviews all on Patreon.
Yep.
And free. Well, except for the mini reviews.
Right.
Anyway, Knuckles does come out April 26th.
Okay.
For some reason, I thought it came out already.
That's right. Yeah, on my birthday. But yeah,
we just watched Sonic 2 not long ago. That's
for your first time.
Yeah, for the first time.
Nice. I've seen those are fun movies like 50 times because of Rod.
Yeah,
he loves that movie.
That's funny.
Here the kind of more official announcement about Pirates of the Caribbean 6.
That it's a reboot?
Yeah. So there was like hopes that it was going to kind of be like not so much of a fresh reboot, but like reboot, but set in the same world. And maybe have Jack Sparrow if they do bring Johnny Depp in. But no, this is like we're starting over from scratch, complete reboot. But we're going to have a female lead who's going to try to act like Jack Sparrow, but not be Jack Sparrow. And it's just,
that's so dumb.
No one wants it. It's going to fail so bad. They're going to put all their chips in this and into the pile. They're going to do everything they can to promote this movie and make a big deal about it, but it's going to flop. They're going to put, whoever the female protagonist is, she's going to be on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disneyland, they're going to continue to feminize this franchise, which they've been doing for a while. And it's just, I don't know. I'm over it. I don't care. We had 3 really good pirate movies, a 4th that's okay, and the 5th that was meh, but better than what we're going to get, that's for sure. And yeah, just, I don't care at this point.
Yeah. I don't know why they're rebooting it. If it's a full reboot, there's no point. Like, a sequel I could understand, but a reboot, it's like, you're way too early. Like, this is a recent franchise. Like, it's not...
yeah.
It's exactly. Not old movies.
Well, it's just Disney can't make anything original. We keep going back to that. Yeah. Every time they try to make an original film, it fails. Wish.
Yeah.
Strange World. I can't think of any because they have not had very many original films
Jungle Cruise.
That was based off the ride, so it wasn't like
super original. Well, that was their attempt at an original story.
Yeah.
Story.
Sure.
I mean, it was their Pirates of the Caribbean, like the attempt to make something original, and it just didn't land. Like it just wasn't as interesting. It wasn't super adventurous like Pirates of the Caribbean. It doesn't take you to a whole different world where you're super invested in it.
Immersed in the world. Yeah, and
I mean, like, one of your
Like, so you go to Pixar, you've had multiple Pixar films. You have Soul, Luca, the Red Panda, whatever. And then now they're doing Inside Out 2. But what's funny, do you know that Pixar re-released all the movies? So Luca and Soul, and I think there was another one, they were direct to Disney Plus releases. They didn't have theatrical runs. And so this last, like, I think it was last month, they released them in theaters.
Oh, yeah. And Luca's in theaters right now. It's in my theater right now.
It's made, like, next to nothing. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's not made any money. And so they finally get their theatrical run, and no one goes to see it. I mean, obviously, it's because it was on, they were on Disney Plus.
Yeah, who's going to go see it?
And, like, those aren't terrible movies. Like, I actually kind of liked Soul. Luca was okay.
Luca was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know if you haven't seen it. I saw it recently.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very good, like, brotherhood movie. Like, sure, it actually.
But some, like, potential homosexual undertones that.
Okay.
Were, like, I don't know.
Okay.
I agree.
I mean, like, because I see where you're coming from. Yeah. Like, when you watch a Disney movie, like,
I'm weary,
these are probably homosexual.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are probably homosexual undertones, but it's never implied, and these are friends.
I get it, and that's one reason I do say, like, it was good, when
if you imagine it's not Disney and not a woke company that made it, like, you could be like, okay, there's absolutely no sexual undertones, this is a good movie.
There's
nothing implicit that they do, like, that they actually do, no, that is sexual, not, or anything, really. We're not saying that.
It's just, you know, like, this is Disney. They have agendas.
Yeah.
We know in other movies they sneak things in, and so you're keeping an eye out for those things for sure.
Yeah.
I totally get what you're saying, and I have to kind of block my head out from thinking that way, too, when I watch them.
Yeah.
But when you actually watch it and you're like, oh, this is a good friendship, like a brotherhood friendship mm-hmm. movie, and you know, they're both struggling in like their lives and stuff and working through that, and they have each other to lean on to help each other out in their hard times.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like one original film that did actually relatively well that Disney released was my mind's blanking, the movie about the house and the
Encanto.
Encanto, you know. Like, yeah. And there's some identity politics. I don't like Luisa. Is she the strong sister? The masculine sister.
Well, I don't know her name, but yeah.
Anyways.
I know who you're talking about.
Like, there's a couple things I have issues with, but overall, I thought it was a good movie. And like, I love the music, and Lin-Manuel Miranda, yeah. I think, did a good job.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, he's just a master with music. And
he's brilliant, yeah. And
does really well all the time with any project he does, and yeah, there was definitely some. I think that's why that movie did so well, was because the songs were so catchy. Like that sure. was like, yeah. I mean, they were very catchy songs for sure.
Yeah,
and great singers.
And like overall, like it told a pretty decent story, because you had the father who actually in the end is the one that sacrificed himself for his family, and he's kind of the house, I guess, or his spirit. Went into the house or something, and he's what's holding like the family that. Together. And but she, you know, she needs to. It's been a while since I've seen it, but yeah, like there was some good aspects to it. But and I think it did all right in the box office. But other than that, like I said, Disney cannot do anything original, so they are going back. We're going to do Toy Story 5. We're going to do New Pirates of the Caribbean. We're going to do Frozen 3.
Oh yeah,
we're going to do.
I'm surprised we haven't seen Encanto 3 by this point.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm sure we'll get another Encanto maybe. It just lacks originality, but also Hollywood lacks originality. You know, it's so funny. Oh, a Bad Boys 4. Did you see the trailer for that?
I haven't watched the trailer. Actually, I know it's out.
Have you seen Bad Boys
3? No, maybe I did.
Yeah.
I think I did watch the trailer. I don't know.
So, like, This is the year of 80s reboots. We have Ghostbusters, Bad Boys, my mind's blanking.
Alien,
yeah. There was one or two others that are coming out this year.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but anyways, it's just a lot of, going back to the 80s, guess. And but anyways,
for
like
sure,
like Ghostbusters, you know, they had to reboot it with Afterlife, and then they're doing Frozen Empire, and it's doing all right maybe in the box office, but it apparently had a really high budget, and so probably won't make its money back. And it's just they try to capture the spirit of the original film and the tone of it, but it just falls short, because you have the actors returning, the characters returning from the old ones, but they're just old, washed up, and you know, about to retire, and no one really wants to see that.
That's how I felt about the third one too. I mean, the third one wasn't terrible, but I'm like, wow, these guys are old. And then I'm like, they're making a fourth one? Jeez. Right.
I know. Like, apparently they finally retired.
It's been like, at least 5 years, right? Like,
yeah, I think it's been. This movie's.
We're going to be coming 20 on 5 years too since late. That movie came out. Yeah.
But, you know, Indiana Jones, no one really wanted to see an 80-year-old Harrison Ford running through the jungle and throwing out his hip with.
Literally nobody wanted to see it because they didn't make any money.
Yeah, no one saw it, and it was terrible. And it's just, I don't know. Hollywood keeps holding on to these old franchises, like, by the threads, you know, just trying to milk it for whatever they can get. And most of the time, they're not actually getting much out of it, because no one really cares. No one wants to see these movies. We want original stories. We want good movies and originality. you know, or good adaptations of works that have been, that have stood the test of time, like Dune. Dune 2 is, you know, I know it crossed the 500 million mark pretty recently. It's probably closer to 6 now. It's, you know, looking to probably get within the $700 to $800 million range. People were wondering, is this going to be a $1 billion film? Doesn't look like it is. It's already surpassed the first one by a lot.
We haven't had a $1 billion film in a long time.
It's been a little bit. Yeah. Well, no. Last year
we had No Way Home,
Barbie.
Oh yeah.
Oppenheimer made $900 million. Barbie made a little over $1 billion. It was like
Barbie was an original film though. Like it was an original idea. It was something different.
It was based off of Barbie. I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, yeah, but like we haven't. It's not like there's a franchise of Barbie movies. Yeah, it's not rebooting as far as movies go for a movie.
Okay, like, I see what you mean. Yeah,
and a lot of great movies are like, you know, Dune is a. There was another movie and a book, and a lot of movies that do really well are from books or other.
Right, but Dune's not like rebooting
versions of great movies.
A very successful film,
right?
You know, but and bringing back the successful book, you know, the same actors or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like no, this is they're starting from scratch,
right?
And it's a director who is passionate. That's what about I'm saying with
Barbie.
Material.
Like Barbie's, it was starting from scratch, something that's not been done before.
Sure, got it. So yeah, that makes sense. You know, but like,
and that's why it did well. Yeah. Is right. Something that people were interested in, like, oh, this is different. Let's go see this.
Yeah. Then you have the whole Barbenheimer meme that probably helped it too.
Oh yeah.
And a bunch of college age men that, you know, just want to go see Barbie because whatever, because it's trendy. But like going back to Dune, like you have. A director who is passionate about the source material, who he grew up always wanting to make an adaptation, always wanting to make a movie about Dune. So, you know, so from that, he just loves the story. He loves the books. He wants to adapt it in film, and he does. He's finally being given the opportunity to, and he just pours everything that he has into it, and it's successful. First one was well received critically, didn't make much in the box office, but he's able to make a second one. It's been really well received. People are calling it one of the best movies ever, one of the best sequels ever. And I don't think it should be given that much praise, but it's up there. It's an incredible film, very well done visually. You could tell that he actually loves the story that he's telling, which we don't get very often, you know. With like all these, like, you know, go to Marvel, for example, you know, a lot of the directors and writers for Marvel are people that don't read comics and don't care about the comics and probably never even read a comic. Like, what's his name? Taika Waititi is a good example of that. Like, he does not like comic books. He's said outright that he doesn't care about the Thor comic books. And that comes out in his movies. Ragnarok was a diamond in the rough. It was good. Love and Thunder was awful. Anyways, but he makes it pretty much, even in Ragnarok, he makes a complete joke out of Thor in a lot of ways, and he turns that up to 11 in the next one. But these directors, they don't care about the source material, they don't care about the story they're telling, the characters that they're portraying, that they're telling, and it comes out and it's evident. And then Hollywood can't make anything original anymore. And that's where we're at.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know if you've seen this. I mean, it's kind of, I'm changing the tone, but.
Yeah, go for it.
Hulu is officially, like, fully merged with Disney Plus now.
It is fully, I think, yeah.
Yeah. I know that. So, I mean, Disney Plus or Hulu or both must have been really suffering for them to do that.
Well, it would have been probably Hulu, most likely. I mean.
Like,
I don't know.
It was just kind of surprising to me.
I don't know where any people that have Hulu.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, that's surprising. And, I mean, Disney Plus has not been doing well. Yeah. I know that.
Well, they're still in debt.
Yeah.
From their launch.
Which most of the streaming services are, except for maybe Netflix. But anyways, I think like Apple TV has been doing really well from what I've heard, but they're also, they do kind of low budget stuff. But they had Ted Lasso, which is a big deal. Masters of the Air, the new, kind of, it was from the creators of Band of Brothers. That was a pretty big hit. Then they have a handful of other shows on there that have just done really well. And
been Austin Butler is in that, right?
Yep.
I'm pretty. I haven't seen a lot that he's in, but the things I've seen him in, he's in
a lot of
great
stuff now. He's going to be in a lot of stuff. He's a big star now after Elvis.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. And yeah, when we do our Dune Part Two mini review in our patron only show mini reviews with the Powell Bros, if you subscribe to there, you'll be able to gain access to that.
Yep.
At the Powell at patreon.com/thePowellBros. And we'll be getting into Dune Part Two and probably talking a lot about Austin Butler in that.
For sure. Yeah, so anything else?
Did you see
any news?
Yeah. Joker 2. They
musical.
Announced how many songs are going to be in it. There's going to be 15 songs they sing.
What?
It is a full-on musical. I was going to look this up. Here, just pause really quick. Let me just look this up.
Like, I'm intrigued. I want to know how they're going to do this. I don't know why they're doing this, but I'm curious. They should have stopped with Joker 1, but okay. Let's see what you got. 15.
Okay. Yeah, no, 15 songs. That's a lot. They're all covers. They're not original songs either.
What?
They're already existing songs. They're literally 15 cover songs.
Okay. That's weird.
Joker and Harley Quinn are going to be singing. It's going to be interesting. I think there's been some initial reactions to the movie. I think they've been kind of mixed. And yeah, it'll be interesting if it's good.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I don't have very many expectations for that. Like, we'll just see when it comes out.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, anyway, that's I have one last thing, which I'm guessing might be the same thing. Do you have anything else?
I feel like I had something. I didn't write it down, but can't think of it.
It's so Nelson Peltz.
Oh yeah.
He made some comments about Kevin Feige.
Oh, okay.
He said he was asked if Kevin Feige should be fired by a reporter or something at some press thing. Uh-huh. And he says, "I'm not ready to say that, but I question his record." And then he continues on. "They say we know nothing about the movie business. We don't claim we do, but I don't think they do. With five big losers in a row," referring to the last five Marvel movies.
Okay.
"They've lost first place in animation. They've lost first place in features. Maybe it's time to change management in those divisions. People go to watch a movie or a show to be entertained. They don't go to get a message," which isn't necessarily true, but "why do I have to have a Marvel that's all women? Not that I have anything against women, but why do I have to do that? Why can't I have Marvels that are both? Why do I need an all-black cast?" He's just pointing out some of the very obvious facts of Disney and that they are very sexist and racist in the way they cast films and make movies. And I disagree. We do. Messages are always in movies. He says we don't go to a movie to...
obviously he's referring to forced agendas.
I understand. I understand what he's saying, but...
Right. We're going
messages are always there.
Yeah.
And that's why in our reviews, we always talk about the message that's talked about in the movie, because every movie does have a message. And yeah, I get he does have, like, they are, it's overly forced and very obvious in their movies, and it's not like, it's not really intertwined with the story. It's usually like, boom, this is right here, you know, this is what we're trying to tell you, and it's not like we're telling a story about this and this is how, you know, whatever. It would make bad stories still, but yeah, he is talking about just the forced agendas and mm-hmm. all that stuff that just don't work well in stories,
right?
But stories do tell messages. Their messages are just really bad messages.
Exactly.
But other than that, yeah, I don't really have anything else. But yeah, we've kind of talked about some positives with just some, I can't remember what we were talking about. I mean, we mentioned a few things that were kind of positive, and we want to talk more about positive things, there are quite a few movies coming out, and a few we're excited for, a few we're going to just avoid like the plague. Yeah, or did you have a few that you saw that you're interested in?
Yeah, there's a few. So the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, have you heard about this one?
I've heard the name. I haven't seen a trailer or anything like that.
Henry Cavill starring in it. And it's a World War II movie, and it's about the first ever, it's a true story about the first ever special forces group that was organized in by Winston Churchill in the UK. So I'm curious to see how it is. It's kind of more of a comedy. It's more upbeat, but it's still a war movie, and yeah, I'm definitely curious about it. You have Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, where like Ryan Gosling's like a stuntman, but he is often falling in love with a woman.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
so that one would be interesting. I'll probably go see that. Well, and today tickets finally went on sale at my Regal. I bought tickets for The Phantom Menace on May the 4th.
Nice.
So I'm very much looking forward to that. Yeah. I don't know if this was all theaters or if this is just like an AMC or even Regal. I don't know. It didn't say which theater was doing this. It might be just all of them. But they're releasing a, you know, popcorn bucket and cup. It just has that poster, which I love that poster. It's,
oh my gosh, it is the best so poster cool. I've ever seen. It's so cool.
So like the poster is on, you know, wrapped around the bucket and the cup. Yeah. So if our theater has it, I'll probably buy that. It'll just be pretty memorable. That's cool. You know,
Is it gonna be an IMAX?
I don't know. That's what I've been asking myself. I don't think so. Like they've not been like saying
it's gonna be IMAX. Filmed in IMAX, but like it could still be adapted, I think, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Actually, I bet you it can't. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I have no. I don't know. But they've not been, it doesn't say IMAX on the poster, and they've not been promoting it as an IMAX release. Yeah. That's something they would probably promote. And it's probably not, which is a bummer. And like you said, it probably can't do that. But anyways, this is pretty, like, I'm excited. I know I was, 3 years old when Phantom Menace came out, but I remember it was probably like my fifth birthday. I had a Star Wars birthday. It was Episode 1, and you know, it had all kinds of Star Wars stuff and related to the Phantom Menace. I got an N1 Starfighter Lego set for my birthday that year, and was just all in. I loved the pod racing, and I just probably watched that movie 100 times. As a little kid, lad, but never obviously saw it in theaters, and I know they released it like early to mid 2000s. I don't know when it was, but they did like a 3D release. Didn't get to see it then.
Yeah,
so I'm excited. You know, 25 years later,
that's fun
to be able to go see The Phantom Menace in theaters. It's a big deal. So I'm looking forward to that
for sure.
Godzilla X Kong. Don't know what to expect from that. just a lot of awesome kaiju fighting. I've enjoyed that universe for the most part, though some of the movies and some of the stories aren't that great, but the action's cool, and I like what they've done with Godzilla and Kong. So I think it'll just be a fun, guilty pleasure film, popcorn movie. Yeah.
I think I remember enjoying Kong Skull Island for the most part.
Kong Skull Island's really good. I do know I like that. And even the first Godzilla, I think I enjoyed. So
yeah,
it's just been the Godzilla versus Kong was kind of let down. And then, what was it? Godzilla King of Monsters was meh.
So there hasn't been, there's only been one solo Kong movie.
Yeah.
But like three Godzilla movies.
Well, there's Godzilla versus Kong, but yeah. Which was kind of, yeah. It was mostly a Godzilla film. There's a couple horror movies. The Last Omen, which is an adaptation of a film in the 70s called The Omen. I've never seen it, so I might watch that and then go see the new one, maybe. Or it's like a prequel or something. Did I say The Last? It's called The First Omen. And the first movie is called The Omen.
Interesting.
Monkey Man. You know much about that one?
Mm-mm. I haven't heard of that one.
It's kind of like a John Wick Indian film. It looks interesting. I don't know a whole lot about it, but it looks kind of good, and so it's got some good action. So I may go see it, but we'll see.
Matrix. What was that one called again?
Monkey Man. Matrix 25th anniversary as well. So that came out the same year as Phantom Menace. That'll be releasing in my theater. I don't know. That'd be fun to go see The Matrix.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, we'll see. Other than that, I mean, it's not like I want to be excited. It's just nothing that's like that much. There's nothing that I'm like that excited about, except for Phantom Menace. But that's a re-release, so it's nothing new that I'm really stoked for. So just kind of hoping that maybe we'll see a couple good movies this year, but at least for the next couple months, not much coming out.
Yeah. So, I looked this up while you're talking. High School Musical has 13 songs in it.
Oh my gosh.
Joker has 15. It has two more songs than High School Musical. What? Just for perspective.
Okay.
There are 13 in High School Musical, 15 that's in Joker crazy. 2. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't even know what to think about that. Okay, so like Les Mis, which is a pretty long movie, has 20 songs.
Okay.
But that whole movie is basically music. It's all singing.
Yeah, that's like nonstop singing.
Yeah, so I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
I just surprised me, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we shall see.
Yeah, so there's one other movie that you didn't mention that I'm interested in seeing. Yeah. I don't have super high hopes for it, but it's a cool concept movie. It's Civil War. It's got Kirsten Dunst. She's the main character.
Okay, I've heard about this.
It's like a modern Civil War movie.
So, right. But isn't that super political?
I don't know. That's why I thought it was a cool concept, but I
think it's like...
I think I've seen the trailer, like, but I don't...
Like, almost like, what if Trump becomes president again and then what happens?
Oh, is it really?
I could be wrong. I heard some pretty...
I wouldn't be surprised.
Not so great things and about that's, it, but I could
what
be wrong.
I was going to say was that it's not out yet, though.
No.
It's not. Because Kirsten Dunst, the main character, I don't have much hopes for it being a very... good story. But I like those kind of like modern, like, you know, what if World War III happened, or what if a civil war happened? Like, those are cool.
Yeah.
I just watched it's a terrible movie, but what was it called? Leave the World Behind, a Netflix movie. It essentially followed the same concept of like a leading to a civil war. It didn't actually get into a civil war, but it was a cool concept movie, and I liked it. And like it was like, you know, what if like the government was like, what if the government shut off, or a government or a foreign government shut off the internet, phones, and all these things in America, what would happen? And so it just kind of followed that. And for the most part, it took place like in like just this one house, and like they kind of connected with like the local town and then like the neighbors and stuff a little bit. But it was, it was a pretty cool movie, but the, it would have been a really great movie, but the mom was the dad and the dad was the mom as far as the way they acted.
Yeah. Okay.
The, like, of course, you know, the mom was like the leader and the, what is it called? It's matriarch, like when a woman's the leader, right? Matriarch. Yeah. So she was a matriarch. You know,
the husband's a beta male.
The husband was the beta and submitted to her and always listened to her. You know, there's like, and there's like even times like where she was like talking to, like, cause there's like this other, family involved. And like, so she was like talking with like the, there was a dad, a patriarch in that family. And so she would like talk with him, like as if she was the leader and he was the leader. And like, it's like the two leaders talking. So it just felt really weird. So I was like, so I told my wife, I'm like, just imagine whenever she's on the screen that it's the man, whenever he's on the screen, it's the woman. And this would be a really great movie. It really would. It would have been a really fun movie. I love those kind of concept movies of like, you know, what if this happened? And they're, they can be fun, and there's a few good ones out there. I Am Legend, that's kind of like along those same kind of lines. Great movie. I, Robot. And I'm just saying Will Smith movies, but I think Olympus Has Fallen, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that the one where...
Well, didn't they do two movies.
And... Yeah, there's two movies that came out. One was really good. One was Denzel Washington, bad.
I think I saw Olympus. Olympus is the White, or the White House Down or something.
White House Down, yeah.
I think that's the one I saw.
And I think it's both. I think, yeah. So I think it's that, White House Down and Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah. One of them is Denzel. No, not Denzel. Jamie Foxx. Or...
Yeah, Jamie Foxx. Yeah. Jamie Foxx, yeah. Where he's the president, right? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know.
I think he's supposed to be Obama. Okay. It was like during Obama's time in both of the movies.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I just like those kinds of movies. That's why I thought Civil War would be a fun one, but I had no high hopes for it.
Yeah.
Kirsten Dunst is pretty, like, and pretty woke as far as I know.
Sometimes like movies like that, they have like intentions to be political and have political undertones and have an agenda. And they actually end up making a good movie and telling a good story without actually making it their agenda very explicit. Like, I know Don't Look Up with Leonardo DiCaprio is one of movies where they did create a world where, like, you know, all the right-wing conservatives kind of took over the world, and or they were warning the audience against right-wing extremists from their perspective, kind of, you know, taking power in the United States and what would happen if they did. And but they didn't make it very explicit. And so they actually ended up telling a kind of a good story. And so it's just, that's an example that comes to mind where sometimes they will. So like, so war, like that would be actually maybe a good movie to go see and just see like, okay, can they tell a good story unintentionally? And
yeah, no, for sure. That's kind of what I was wondering. Like if it was going to be because I think she's a mother in the movie. So like, is she going to be like a good mother figure and stuff like that? So I was just thought,
cause
could be good.
Yeah. No matter how hard they try, they cannot escape reality and what is true. Where actually sometimes liberals can make good stories.
Sometimes they accidentally make a good story.
Yeah. It can happen. It does happen. It happens more often than we think. And so it's just...
Yeah. They're not dumb. They're not I mean, not all of them are dumb, you know. There are some very smart people out there, and they know what a good story is, and and sometimes they tell good stories.
This world
that that
God created. And
yeah.
They also are characters in their own stories. And
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we should probably wrap this one up.
Well, thank you all for listening through this episode. If you made it this far, we appreciate it a bunch. We just love having these conversations for with one another, but also for you all to get a glimpse into and to hear our perspective and our and where we're coming from and our opinions and thoughts. And just so we just really much appreciate it. And, you know, if you want to, you know, have any questions or have any other thoughts related to the topics that we discussed, please leave comments in our videos, leave a review. We'd love to hear more and have this further discussion and further debate. And that's what we want this to be about, as we tell stories and as we point out bad stories and the ugliness and the wickedness in the world around us, but also in contrast to that, in opposition to that, tell good, true, beautiful stories that that change the world and that grow us as characters and inspire us towards what is good and beautiful and true. So thank you all for listening. Please continue to support us, and we'll go ahead and close out. Thank you all.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.